From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations warned Tuesday that millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. Communities in both East and West Aleppo have borne the brunt of vicious conflict between the Syrian government and rebel forces during the past few weeks. Attacks have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs spokesman Jens Lurki warns of dire consequences if vital networks are not quickly restored.
The United Nations urgently call for a humanitarian pause in the fighting in Aleppo to enable immediate access to repair the electricity and water networks and provide humanitarian assistance to people in need.
Meanwhile, a UNICEF spokesman also warned children and families in Aleppo are facing a catastrophic situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hosted Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It's their first encounter since Ankara downed one of Moscow's warplanes last November. That's the Russian president. He spoke as the two met in St. Petersburg. He said, "Your visit today, despite a very difficult situation, indicates that we all want to restart dialogue and restore relations between Russia and Turkey." The visit to Russia is Erdogan's first foreign trip since a failed coup against him in July. The productivity of American workers fell in the second quarter, continuing a 12-month decline. It fuels concerns about corporate profits and the ability of businesses to maintain the recent brisk hiring pace. The U.S. Department of Labor said Tuesday productivity dropped. VOA News.